President Clinton is expected to sign the largest national parks bill proposed in more than a decade. The measure will affect 113 parcels of public land in 41 states and includes a long-sought provision to turn the Presidio Army Base in San Francisco into a park. Final approval of the bill in the Senate came late yesterday after its supporters agreed to allow a controversial logging operation to continue cutting trees in Alaska's Tongass rainforest. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The new parks bill, which President Clinton already has agreed to sign, expands scores of federal parks, authorizes dozens of land swaps, and creates new historic trails and heritage areas. 11,000 acres of unplowed prairie grass in Kansas will be preserved. The 15,000-acre Sterling Forest on the New York-New Jersey border will be protected from development. And a trail commemorating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic Selma to Montgomery Civil Rights March will be created. Perhaps a crown jewel of the Parks Bill is the creation of a public-private trust for the preservation of the 1,400-acre Presidio Army Base in San Francisco. In a precedent-setting arrangement, the trust will lease existing Army buildings at the Presidio to private concerns, which will raise money to make the park self-sufficient within 15 years. Open spaces in the park will remain under the control of the National Park Service. Senator Barbara Boxer, a California Democrat, was one of the key lawmakers negotiating the last-minute passage of the Parks Bill.
Democrats, Republicans, environmentalists, community leaders, business leaders, all of us know this incredible resource that is our responsibility to protect forever. And we came together, and we didn't let any differences on anything else get in our way.
In fact, the Parks Bill almost didn't happen. The chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, Frank Murkowski, an Alaska Republican, opposed the bill. That is, until White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta stepped in. Panetta initialed a side agreement that gives an Alaska timber company the right to exercise logging rights for two more years in the Tongass National Forest. That deal guaranteed Senator Murkowski's support, and the Parks Bill was approved unanimously. The executive director of the Sierra Club, Carl Pope, praised the Parks Bill, saying his organization is delighted. When asked about the deal that would extend logging in the Tongass National Forest, he replied, "We can live with it." I'm Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco.